do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility consider one another as more important than yourselves.
Thing that comes to mind when you think about leadership? Is it an event in your life or a specific person, such as a teacher, a pastor, or someone else? What makes someone a servant leader? And why are servant leaders the best kind of leader? Leadership is guiding or directing a group towards a goal or common interest. I've had many memorable encounters with leadership, both good and bad. Recently, I worked for Jack's Pizza. Jack sought to change the power dynamic within their company, giving their workers, including me, a voice. Not only were we allowed to have a say in the company's direction, but we also got to pick some pretty awesome food. Who doesn't like dessert fries? I mean, come on. I was also the first to join the leadership team, which allowed me to learn and grow. That was an opportunity that really helped develop my leadership skills, some confidence. I've also served as staff for the Central New Hampshire Flames Pathfinder Club under Jim Thomas for 8 years. He was unable to be with us today. He currently serves as the Pathfinder Director for the Northern New England Conference. Those 8 years were some of the most impactful for me, and it really played a significant role in my decision to accept the call to be the director here in Laconia. Yeah, that was kind of scary, not gonna lie. Among the lessons that I learned under his guidance, delegation stuck with me the most. But what is delegation? Delegation means building up people or edifying them. Romans 14:19 tells us, let us make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. When most people think of the word delegation, they think of passing tasks to others. It's a lot more than that. It's edification, agency, giving tasks to your pathfinders and trusting that they will do what is asked. Many, including myself, want to just get in there and do it ourselves. But that doesn't really help anybody, especially the pathfinders. It robs them of the experience and the opportunity to learn. And that's what Pathfinders is all about. It's about learning and growing a relationship with God. Both of these instances above are excellent examples of leadership. But what about times when leadership was lacking? I'm sure each and every one of the adults, and maybe the kids, can think of an experience where the direction from those in charge was less than helpful. In some cases, this leadership can be downright harmful, physically, emotionally, and maybe even spiritually. Some situations can place us in harm's way for the leader to get what they desire,
or the stress can be so much that it can affect our physical health. Have you ever been in a situation that was so stressful that it made you physically ill? Or even had you doubting God's plan? I have. I'm sure a lot of us have. When thinking about servant leaders, five things are most important. A leader honors and submits to God's authority. The Bible contains many stories of those who honored God's direction and those who didn't. People prospered under leaders who followed God's guidance, but were oppressed by leaders who did not. The first two commandments to the Israelites, those having no other gods than God himself and not making any image to worship. I'm sure you can remember those stories. Give me 1 second. There we go. These days, it is more likely that we might idolize people or even money than an image. The critical thing to remember is that we, as leaders, are not placed there for ourselves, but for God. He has a plan for all of us, even if we can't see it or understand it. I certainly never thought that I was going to be the Pathfinder director, let me tell you. Saul was the chosen king of Israel. They had demanded a king, and so God gave them Saul. But he was far from an ideal leader. More often than not, he took matters into his own hands, trusting his own experiences rather than God's counsel or timing. In 1 Samuel, we see several examples of this. When the Philistines were in confusion, he sought God's counsel through the priest, but later changed his mind and went to battle without seeking God's guidance. He was also impatient and didn't follow the directions given by Samuel regarding a burnt offering to God. David also did some pretty terrible things. We may not sin to the degree that David did, but we all have things that trip us up on our walk with God. While Saul was busy rejecting God and even trying to kill David, David spared him, not once, but twice. David struggled with his faith and with heeding God's direction. It wasn't until after Saul's death that David began to listen. A leader serves. Matthew 20, verses 25 to 28 tells us that those wishing to become great leaders should first become servants. Some might take this very literally, but in my experience, it's more about the mindset. Being a servant leader is about focusing on the needs of those you serve before your own. Being a leader doesn't mean you have all the answers. I know I don't. Each one of us has a purpose chosen for us by God, and it most likely won't be what you think it is. David certainly never thought of himself as king of Israel. Esther never considered that she would one day be queen. As queen, she discovered a plan to rid Persia of the Jews. At first, she was afraid to act, but after consulting with Mordecai and asking her people to fast for 3 days, she dared to approach the king. Doing so without being summoned meant certain death. That's kind of scary. But she did it anyway. She was receptive to the wisdom of her elders and was willing to die for her people and for what she believed in. A leader knows and cares for their people. Jesus is the ultimate example of a caring leader. He knows us by name and desires only what is best for us. Much like a parent, he is supportive and loving. He focused on the people around him and their needs, rather than rules that stifled the desire to help those around him. A caring leader can take many forms. Pray for those you lead and ask them to pray for you. Prayer is powerful. Listening to those you lead can help them be more open. Encourage them at all times, especially when they are struggling. This can go a long way to helping build confidence. Owning your mistakes lets people see that you are not perfect and are open to learning and growth. All these things are essential skills for any leader. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, we learn about young leaders. There are many instances in the Bible of young people who are called to minister, to lead. Joseph, Esther, Samuel, David, Jeremiah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All of these people were in their teens or younger when they were called to serve and witness for God. 1 Timothy 4 tells us of a young pastor concerned about his followers leaving the church. He is reminded that his focus and his followers' focus should remain on God. 1 Timothy 4:12 also reminds us to not let others' opinions of us change our focus. It doesn't matter your age. Each one of us can be a witness for God through your words and your actions. A leader is someone you want to follow. Proverbs 29, verse 2 tells us that when a leader is good, the people are happy. But when they are bad, the people complain. Think about someone who inspires you. What about them makes you want to act like them? Good leaders are inspiring and supportive, offering correction when needed, and also a listening ear. How can you, whether you're a pathfinder or another member of the church, how can you become a leader and a witness for God? Give me a second. Losing track of myself.